Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and if you're anything like me, you've definitely had those days where life throws you a curveball, or maybe even a whole damn baseball game. We all go through tough times, right? But the real key isn't avoiding those challenges altogether. It's about building that inner strength, that resilience, to bounce back stronger than ever. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. We're not talking about some superhuman ability here, just everyday skills and mindsets that can help you navigate the ups and downs life throws your way. Ever felt like you were drowning in stress? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once? Well, trust me, I've been there. But with a little practice, you can start turning those "oh no" moments into "bring it on" moments. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build that unshakable resilience. Number 1, embrace your imperfections. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, view those failures as valuable learning experiences. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this to grow stronger? Remember, even the most successful people have faced their fair share of bumps in the road. Next up, cultivate a growth mindset. This means believing that your abilities and intelligence aren't fixed traits. They can be developed and improved with effort and dedication. Instead of saying, "I'm not good at this," try, "I'm willing to learn and improve." Challenge yourself to step outside your comfort zone and embrace new opportunities for growth. Number 3, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Recognize that everyone struggles sometimes, and it's okay to not be okay. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and avoid harsh self-criticism. Remember, you deserve your own support and compassion. Fourthly, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on meaningful relationships. Surrounding yourself with supportive friends, family, and mentors can provide a powerful source of strength and resilience. Don't be afraid to lean on your loved ones when you need them. They're there to support you through thick and thin. And lastly, find joy in the little things. Life isn't always sunshine and roses, but it's important to remember to appreciate the good moments, no matter how small. Take time to savor a delicious meal, listen to your favorite music, or spend quality time with loved ones. Think about a time you faced a major setback, maybe a failed project, a relationship ending, or a personal loss. Now think about how you handled it. Did you dwell on the negative, or did you find ways to learn and move forward? Remember that resilience isn't about avoiding tough times. It's about learning to navigate them with grace and strength. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a relatable example. AD. Imagine you're working on a big presentation at work, and just days before the big day, your computer crashes and takes all your files with it. You feel that sinking feeling, panic, frustration, maybe even a little despair. But instead of throwing in the towel, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that setbacks happen to everyone, and you start working on rebuilding those slides. You might even ask colleagues for help, utilize backup systems, or adapt your presentation with a fresh perspective. This is resilience in action, turning a potential disaster into an opportunity for growth and adaptation. You get through it, learn valuable lessons, and maybe even deliver a better presentation than you originally planned. Remember, building resilience isn't a one-time fix. It's a continuous process of learning, growing, and adapting. So keep practicing those key takeaways we discussed. Embrace your imperfections, Cultivate a growth mindset. Practice self-compassion. Build strong connections. And find joy in the little things. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Because remember, when one person thrives, we all thrive. See you tomorrow for another dose of the Dopamine Reset Protocol, where we're all about leveling up your life, one mindset shift at a time. Until then, keep that dopamine flowing, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.